Welcome to Election Extra. It's a new program held Monday to Friday at this time up until the February 11 general elections. I am Ricardo Roberts. The ruling Barbados Labour Party ramped up its election campaign as they held a massive rally in the north of the island. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley, framing the upcoming election as a mission in progress, is seeking permission from Barbadians to give her administration a third consecutive term to continue the work they have been doing in the last 7 years. Speaking to a sea of supporters at Chequer Hall, St. Lucie, the birthplace of national hero Errol Barrow, Prime Minister Motley kicked off her party's election campaign, telling supporters that they are on course to complete their mission to develop the island.
But we have come to Chequer Hall to also let you know that this is a country at work, and the mission which you gave us to transform this nation is fully under course. Anybody flying over Barbados will believe that this whole island is almost a construction site. Roads being done, water mains being dug up, houses being built, hotels being built, all kinds of activity. But I have come to you to tell you that the mission which we undertook from you was so large that in spite of everything else, we are still on course to getting there, but we are not quite there yet. And therefore, at the beginning of this campaign, on Errol Barrow Day, we come to you for the first time to report for duty and to ask you for the most sacred of things, your permission to continue the job.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. Meanwhile, DLP candidate for St. James Central Paul Gibson is not intimidated by his challenger running for the ruling BLP, Kerry Simmons, stressing that he remains focused on hearing the concerns of constituents.
I'm focused on the needs of my constituents. What they're saying and what their needs are what important. He doesn't factor into my conversations. Their needs and their pains, their hurts, their weight, this is what consumes me. And I'm about ensuring that I can offer the best possible representation for my constituents of St. James Central.
LP candidate for St. James Central, Paul Gibson. Friends of Democracy candidates for St. Philip North and South, Attorney at Law Anya Lord and Omar Smith, shared some of their plans they wish to roll out if they are elected to office.
I work primarily in my legal practice with family, children, domestic violence, and the vulnerable. And so my intention is to take the skills that I've acquired over the last decade in practice and use those skills to assist families in the community.
As a spokesperson for agriculture, it's totally my intention to reduce the cost of living in Barbados. It is too long that we have been suffering under high prices, under high imports, and under high energy prices. Therefore, I have a whole initiative that will go about quickly and in a reasonable form and fashion to reduce all these type of things.
Over at Welsh Bathland in St. John, transportation and roads were the highlight of the leader of the new National Party and member of the newly formed People's Coalition for Progress, Kimara Stewart's address to supporters, as he promised to fix the long-standing issue affecting residents if they are elected into office. Stewart took the incumbent Charles Griffith to task over the condition of the roads in the constituency.
The Welsh is a place that has been promised by the representative that he will do so many things for the people in this community. So he promised that he was going to fix the road at Welsh Bathland since 2018. This is now 2026. Two terms later, not a pitch or a patch of road done in Welsh. He promised that he would fix Big Hill. Every day Big Hill backing off and it getting smaller. Charles never did anything for the people down here. Mariko Morris did so much for the people here. We personally went down to Big Hill to call it a protest. We called the media and the media called Charles. And Charles promised the people in front of me that he was going to fix Big Hill. Where Big Hill is today, where's the road is today.
leader of the New National Party and member of the newly formed People's Coalition for Progress, Kimaro Stewart. And this has been another edition of Election Extra, a new program heard on Monday to Friday at this time up until the February 11 general elections. I am Ricardo Roberts. Good evening.